Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, new friends. I'm Jackie Schimmel, philanthropist, motivational speaker, glowing wife, animal rights activist, and a shoulder to cry on. Not really. I'm a crazy bitch, but a hoot and a half. If you haven't listened to my podcast, The Bitch Bible, brace yourself, pour yourself a stiff drink, and get ready to laugh your ass off or cry. Make sure you subscribe yourself to The Bitch Bible podcast right now. You're going to effing love it.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Real Pod. I'm Victoria Garrick, former D1 athlete and mental health and body image advocate. Every Wednesday, I'll be bringing you awesome guests, weekly inspiration, and the realest conversations around everything and anything. Now let's get real. Welcome back to Real Pod, everybody. I hope you are having a fantastic week. I certainly am. The week has been good so far, and I have been having such a fun time with my new roommate, Max. As many of you know, if you follow my Instagram or YouTube, I just moved in with my boyfriend, Max. We have been together for about 4.5 years now, and this was a pretty big step for the both of us. And a lot of you guys had questions and were messaging me, and I wanted to do a podcast episode about moving in together, just updating you guys on how it's going. I mean, I feel like you guys are all literally like my best friends. So you need to know. You need to know the scoop. You need to hear it from us. So today, Max and I are going to be diving into all the questions that you submitted through Instagram, and we are going to answer those today. Before we get started, I want to read a review from TJ Jackie. Shout out, girl. She gave the podcast 5 stars. Said, love, love, love. As a former college athlete, these podcasts have truly been a staple for me after graduating. So many topics that I can relate to, not only as an athlete, but as a woman too. Love that, TJ Jackie. First of all, thank you for rating this podcast and giving it 5 stars. Literally means the world to me. I so appreciate it. And I picked that review because for this episode, obviously, I think this topic really is about what happens after you graduate and what a lot of us might experience as we get in serious relationships. And so I'm hoping that this episode today can also be informative and helpful because Max and I don't always take ourselves too seriously. And we hope that you guys don't either. If you are enjoying Real Pod and you want to leave a review, you can go to iTunes. It takes like 5 seconds to leave a star rating. And then also if you want to add a comment like TJ Jackie did, you can definitely do that. All are welcome. I love hearing your feedback. And you just might be the review that I read out next week. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you have not already, so you get that automatic download every single Wednesday. Subscribe to Real Pod and you can stream it every single Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's dive into this episode with my boyfriend, Max Brown. Okay, we're going. Why am I always so scared when we do this?
I have no idea where this is going to go.
Okay, so I've organized the questions where we're going to start with the chronological ones we need to answer. But then there's a category of most asked questions from our listeners or from my listeners.
Yeah, just your squad. But hey, if I'm coming back, this is my third time.
I know. Is it your show?
It's far from my show, but I'm at least getting the thumbs up.
Okay, babe. Question number one. What made us decide to move in together?
Oh, baby. A few things. I moved in with buddies over the summer, and I feel like quickly there, we were like...
Well, we were long distance, so you moved back to LA, and you... When you came to LA, I was still in a place where I was like, we're not living together until we're married. Remember when I was adamant about that?
Yeah, you were adamant about that for a while. We've been dating for a minute. And for the most of the time, you're like, nope, can't live together until we're married.
My whole life. That's what I thought.
Which I respected. I get it. Tide turned when I moved into a new apartment with some buddies, was there for a few months, and then you were chomping at the bit to get out of
my parents' house.
Out of your parents' house.
Well, things just changed. I had thought as a young girl, like, I'm not going to move in with anyone until we're married. My mom didn't do that. Her mom didn't do that. Super traditional families. And I really wanted to, you know, keep that tradition alive and be just like them. And I always kind of bought into that narrative of like, oh, the excitement of living together is what you're going to experience once you're married. And I think part of that, you know, is true. But I think that the way our relationship evolved, this is the most natural thing for us right now, because we did long distance for 3 years. You moved back here for like about 10, 11 months. I was living at home and I wanted to move out and I didn't have a good option to move out. Except for you, and your lease was ending.
Yeah, in hindsight, I wonder if the pandemic like sped us up too. Because the whole time we were thinking, hey, probably, or we went in stages, right? It was, hey, we're not moving in together until we're married. And then I think we were like, yeah, we'll probably be living with each other while we're engaged, like whenever that happens kind of thing. And then pandemic kind of happened. And then it was like, well, wait a sec, we're around each other all the time anyways, just because there is no like traditional work going out.
Right.
And well, might as well get a lease together.
And I think that's a good thing for people to understand when they're deciding to move in with people or whatnot, is you might grow up and have this picture of what you want to do when you're 24, 25, or what you're going to do when you're an adult. And then you get to that point in your life and there's just different scenarios and different circumstances and your thoughts and feelings might change. Mine did.
And with a decision like this, everyone's going to have their own view on it. Some people are super relaxed with it. Some people are very traditional with it. And I think there's smart things to say about both sides.
Yeah, I don't think I have an opinion on one being better than the other. But for our situation, I knew that I wanted to do this now. The next question is, were you scared to go from long distance and always being apart to being together
this
all the time?
A funny one. Because I've heard that question a few times and I don't relate to that. I don't know about you. There was no concern for me.
Because we like hanging out with each other. I think there are some relationships where the people, like, you know, they don't like being around each other, as weird as that sounds.
That sounds super weird. How are you dating someone that you don't like being around? I'm not naive to kind of the root of that question of like, hey, it kind of is intense when you go from having your own schedule, your own time, your own rhythm, to then now it's the rhythm is all one. But that never was a huge issue with us.
Because we also got to experience this a little bit in college. I think at least for my friends and the people who I know, their relationships they have with their people in college, they basically live together. Like, you're sleeping at their dorm, they're coming over to yours. Like, sorry for the parents listening, but like, that's part of the fun of college is, you know, going to your friends' houses, going to your boyfriend or girlfriend's. And so we kind of experienced that. Like, and when I visited you, and also being long distance, like, I would go visit you in Pittsburgh and I stayed with you. I would go visit you in New York and I stayed with you. And so we had experiences, glimpses.
But not in the traditional way like you might be saying. Like when you say that, I envision the couple that was dating all 3 years of college and they had like, they basically were like married in college. For us, we were not like that. You would come to Pittsburgh for 5 days. You would come to New York for a long weekend. It was not like you're establishing your whole life together. And when we were dating at USC and we were both there, I mean, I was in football. That was a dark time for me. That wasn't just sunshine and rainbows kind of thing. So,
yeah. In general, though, I just think we genuinely really get along. I'd never occurred to me, like, one of the questions we have is any pet peeves or things you've noticed about them since you moved in that are like, whoa. And I don't think there are.
I mean,
okay. Yeah. What?
Any male real pod listeners will relate to this. At least since we started moving in, I realized that like you don't always listen to me.
What?
And that was not always a thing before we were moving in together. And all, like, I'm sure the guys listen like, Oh, just wait, Max. It only gets worse as you get older. She'll stop listening to you.
What do you mean? And you think that this is
there's
new,
things
you,
where like I'm talking and like 2 days later it'll happen, or even little things like a grocery list.
But
it's like,
babe,
I literally told you that.
Babe, is that new?
It's heightened. There's been more attention brought on this issue since we've been living together, because I think you're just like used to me like always kind of talking to you with you throughout the day. You're getting numb to me. You're getting numb to me, babe.
It's not a you thing. I feel like even Aubrey would be like, I tell Vic things and she doesn't even, the next day I tell her the same thing and she doesn't even know.
Yeah, good point.
I am not a multitasker. If I'm on my phone,
you
I'm
are not
listening to you.
You are not.
So unless I'm looking you dead in the eye, even then, my mind could be anywhere.
That's like the joke with us is I'll say, Vic, eyes. Because I need to know.
You do
and even
say
then,
that.
I'm rolling the dice. You could be looking me dead in my eyes and I still don't know if it's like comprehending with you.
When you say Vic, or you go, babe, eyes. I always feel like I'm like in trouble.
Yeah.
I have to look at you.
Because I have to know after years and years of going down this road, I need to make sure it's implanting in your brain.
Our next question is, did you have to talk about or set any boundaries before moving in together?
Yeah, Vic lectured me on the how the office setup was going to be. I had one portion of the office. Everything else was RealPod focused.
You know what? Are you okay to dive into this? Because I think people, this is RealPod. People want the real things. I am paying for the second room. That was what we talked about, getting a two-bedroom apartment.
You are paying a chunk more rent than me.
Correct. That we agreed upon, that we thought was a sufficient amount for the second bedroom for me to have a work-from-home space, because I don't have a boss. I don't have an office to go to. I'm self-employed. So I wanted to create that space in our apartment. And that's a significant amount of money, because if we were looking for a one-bedroom, you know, that's less rent. So it isn't fair for you to have to pay 50% of the rent when I have this other room that's mine. This is something that when we moved in together, we realized like there's the relationship portion and then there's the financial element of it. And you can't let the finances get mixed up in emotions or who's treating who to dinner or, oh, of course you can film your YouTube video. And then Max starts filming every Monday and Wednesday. And I'm like, well, I need to be in there and I'm paying for it. So we did have that conversation and you make me seem like a villain in it, but I think it's logical.
Well, it started at, and you're right, everything you said right there, like your, anything work related for you takes priority, especially in that room. There was never a pushback on that. I totally get that. To me, the funny conversation was sitting on your parents' couch when you have this whole office design of, I'm going to have a floating desk and we're going to have two big cabinets and there's going to be like RealPod light structure in there. And I'm like, I'm all for that, but just literally give me a corner of the room that I can just put a very modest desk in. So when on weekends or after hours, whatever, I can set up shop there. And that conversation was, well, it's not going to like the aesthetics, not going to match. I'm going to have a pink couch in there. And I'm saying, just all I'm asking, literally shove me up against the door. And I couldn't even get that. And obviously now it's not the case. We're good to go. But
I also think too, I was coming from a state of mind where, and you do this to me all the time, babe. I was trying to set your expectations so low.
I used to. A couple years ago.
Yeah. I was trying to purposely really set the expectations low so that there wasn't any, you know, false promises. And like, I don't know. But we figured it out. You have a huge desk in there. A third of the room is yours, the front wall and the back wall. You have a chair that's nicer and bigger than mine. Like, it works.
It's funny looking back on that, because I remember I'm literally sitting in this chair right now. I remember when I bought it 6 months ago, you're like, it's got to be white. It's got to match the aesthetic of the room. It's a black chair and it's made the cut, best chair in the room.
But I think everyone does that. Like, you have stupid things that you want or are important to you. And then when you show up or you get to some place, you're like, wait, that didn't even matter. Why do we waste so much energy and time on it? And it's similar. Like, your desk is brown. Your chair is this big black monstrosity. I put this huge whiteboard in there that only you are going to use. Like, so...
My chair is just the a normal desk chair.
The situation is good in the office, babe, for you.
No, totally. I got no complaints. But that's what I'm saying. All I needed was the corner. I got the corner and a wall. We're good to go.
This is an important question that we also got, is like, how do we talk about these things? Like, whether it's finances, whether it's groceries, who's doing things around the apartment. We didn't really have a sit down, which I think is kind of like breaking a cardinal rule. Like, you're supposed to do that, right?
We had a sit down. The finances.
We had a finances sit down where we went through like budgeting and how we each want to spend money, which was important. But what about when it comes to cooking, cleaning, grocery shopping? We got that question as well.
Yeah, I just think we're not like delusional to like the things you have to talk to. Like, you have to talk to finances. You have to talk to how we're going to do dishes and cleaning and cooking and setting up things. Like, and we just, I don't know, I felt like I found a nice balance there.
I would say you're carrying more of the weight right now in terms of the cooking and the house chores. I feel like you do more of the chores than me.
But it's only because my work schedule right now is significantly lighter than yours. You're
right.
Grinding. I'm not necessarily in that phase with where I'm at with work stuff right now. I always like the line that you use is like, we're a team. That's what it is. And right now, my role is to do a lot more kind of around the house, set up stuff, cleaning, cooking, that kind of stuff. And you're in grind mode.
And I think that's an important thing to talk about in the relationship. And I know I said to you a few nights ago, like, thanks so much. Like, you're making the dinners, you're doing this. I think it's important to also acknowledge and never take for granted like what your partner is doing in the living arena, because I could just wake up and assume you're going to do everything. It's the communication and the, oh, I appreciate you doing the dishes, or the day I unloaded the dishwasher and you were like, oh, babe, you undid the dishwasher? Thank you. And it's like, I remember when I decided to, I was walking through the kitchen and I saw them and I was like, ugh, I could just go to my office. I was like, no, I'll unload them.
Yeah. And I think I'm also like, I'm aware that it's an exciting time for you and kind of what you're building as well. You've added a new YouTube content pillar. You're starting up speaking again right around the corner. Like, you have some big irons in the fire. And so dishes in the grand scheme of things, I can do that easy. It's not like speaking in front of hundreds of people.
Jumping off that, someone asked us who is cleaner. I think we're equal.
Yeah, we're very equal.
In different ways.
You had a good term for it the other day. We both rise and fall.
I think I'm clean when it comes to like our bed. Like, I'm like, get your wet towel off the bed. Like, I am clean in like big aspects. And I think you are cleaner in little aspects. Like, you don't have a pile of clothes on the dresser like I do.
I know for me, spending a lot of time around your family, especially your mom.
Shout out to my mom, Lainey. The woman, there's not a speck of dust within 10 feet of that woman. That 100%
has worn off on me. And I can feel myself appreciate a clean kitchen. Or when you eat, you just clean up your dishes, you put them in the dishwasher. Like, that's just like what it is. You work out, you just put your stuff in the hamper. That just is what it is. Before you go to bed at night, you put your stuff in the dresser. Like, little things like that that I feel like my whole life I've known that I should do, but you find a way to just, I won't do it tonight, whatever. I feel like we're both decent about that, but could easily slip up if the other person wasn't kind of on it.
I also think in that same way, not being like you and me. So for example, if there's plates out that Max used, it's not a, babe, you left your plates out. It's like, okay, let me just do these plates and say, hey, babe, just let you know, like, you forgot your plates, but I did them. So does that make sense? Like, not separating things, like, your cup is in here. I'll just grab your cup. You'll grab my whatever and deal with it, because that's better, I think, in the long run than like this tab keeping score of who's not doing what.
And it will get interesting when I get a more substantial kind of work rhythm,
because
I won't be, the time won't be necessarily there. And so I have to do another episode when things pick up a little bit, because I could see there being some debates a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's all easy when someone's around and you have the time. It's a different ball game when it's not the case.
So true. I love learning new things and working hard to master whatever it is in my life that I'm currently up to. And with Skillshare, you can find classes that pique your interest and empower you to accomplish real growth. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. Skillshare has a huge portal of online classes where you can search just about anything and immediately take a class on it. I just took a class called Find Your Style, 5 Exercises to Unlock Your Creative Identity, and it was unbelievably eye-opening for my work as a creative and also as a person. The teacher of the class was Andy J. Pizza, and he led me through exercises where I unpacked my identity, influences, and experiences to find my own personal taste and style. There are tons of classes out there, whether you are interested in photography, productivity, marketing, entrepreneurship, and Skillshare is also incredibly affordable when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. I mean, an annual Skillshare subscription is less than $10 a month, not to mention special offer. You guys can have a free trial of the premium membership if you head to Skillshare.com/RealPod. That's Skillshare.com/RealPod, and you can access your free trial of the premium membership today. Wait, we got on this tangent from boundaries, but I also want to throw in this question we got, which was like, how do you navigate personal space and alone time? Which up until, babe, 2 nights ago when we did do our own thing, we hadn't done our own
thing.
That
was funny.
That
was
weird.
Both look at each other like, wait, is it okay if I go watch a political documentary on Netflix and you go do whatever your Michael's project you were doing in your office?
Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts. Yeah. Arts and crafts time for Vic, guys.
And Max was watching a documentary. That was weird, though. Okay, so you guys, let us give you the rundown. Every single night, like, come six, Max and I are just like, hey, what do you want to do now? And we, like, eat food together and we watch TV and it's super fun and we're watching shows together.
We don't have a couch. I don't know if everyone knows. We literally lay on the ground.
Yeah, and we spend every single night together. So we did that for, like, 10 nights straight. I didn't even notice it. I loved hanging out with you. But then 2 nights ago, Max was watching this documentary I did not want to watch because he likes watching American history for fun, which we can talk about on another episode.
We got to study up.
And I needed to do something anyways. And so I was like, okay, well, you can just keep watching that and I'll just do my own thing. And we were both like,
yeah, like we're looking at each other right now. Like, are you sure? Okay. Am I allowed to do that?
And then it was weird because I was like, I had not been alone in such a long time. So, and I really enjoyed it. I was thinking like alone time is important, at least to me. Did you like being alone that night?
But that's why I was sizing you up, because like I don't want to use my alone time points like tonight. It has to be mutual. I can't you know, can't turn in the tickets now for this.
Oh gosh, that's funny. But I think we're really great at talking about those things. I remember like 2 days before we moved in, I started getting not cold feet, but I had little thoughts creeping of like, oh my gosh, if I just want to lay in bed, eat a pizza and watch reality TV by myself, like my bed is now someone else's bed. So can I ever do that?
And it's funny because I think we do a good job of nipping things in the butt right away and not letting things fester. But it's funny because I think we're not good. Like we'll debate hypotheticals. That's a thing in our relationship, is we'll literally debate things that have not happened, don't exist. They aren't things, but we'll just go down tangents of like, this could happen. And we'll get in like legit little tiffs about those things. And I'll literally have to stop it. We'll have to stop it like, wait, we're not going to argue hypotheticals. Let's cross that bridge when we get there. And so it's funny. It's kind of it's a good thing. But then if it goes too far, it's like just unneeded.
I want to spin off of what you just said. And I'm going to throw in this question because I think we're kind of on it. It's, have you guys argued more since you moved in together? And I would say no, but you're right about those hypotheticals.
I feel like we've had more arguments than normal, but it's just because we've been spending more time together. Like, I mean, there's new items being delivered, new items being ordered. There's new processes. There's cooking. There's cleaning. There's just like a lot more newness in the relationship. So I think there's definitely a little bit more arguments, but it's not groundbreaking or anything.
The next question is, what was your biggest fear about living together?
You have one?
No.
Biggest fear?
It's hard to explain, but it just felt right to both of us.
Your biggest fear was probably, when am I going to poop?
Oh my gosh.
How am I going to cover this thing up? Guys, I still don't know when Vic has pooped. We've been together for two weeks in here.
Oh my gosh.
I can account maybe one, a little sneak dookie. But outside of that, you're either really clogged up or you're doing it every day when I leave in the morning to go work out.
Oh my God, that is comedy. Once again, reminding myself this is real pod so I can have this conversation. Here's my thought. Okay, look. Obviously.
You've been planning these things, haven't
you? Girls poop. No, I haven't. But I will say I am very sneaky. Like the other night I told you, remember that night?
Okay. Guys, she straight up lied to me. We're getting ready to go to bed. And she goes,
oh, okay. I'll be right there. I just got to send an email to like shoo him off into the other room so I could go into the guest bathroom. And then.
Then I just walked into the office myself, just like normal, nothing's up, to send an email like myself. And you actually blew your own cover because I was not thinking anything weird at all. And then you're just like staring at me. And I'm like,
I was shocked. What? I didn't expect you to be out there. And I was about to enter into the guest bathroom.
And I could tell something was up. You're just like eyes glued on. I was like, what are you doing? What is up? And then I could tell. I was like, oh, yep, you got to.
Because Max.
Drop the kids off at the pool.
Oh my gosh. Because Max, unfortunately, it's like his daily adventure to figure out when I poop for some reason. He cares
so much
about it.
That's so false. That's so false. I do not care. I do not put any energy to thinking about that. I was just thinking right now, I was like looking back on what's changed since we've lived together. Just can't recall those moments. You're doing a good job of covert operation.
Here's my thought. I just think, and I'm sure people are listening, like, it's a natural bodily function. I just think, in my mind, it's not pretty attractive / inviting event that happens for humans. Guy, girl, however you identify, I just don't want to see or know someone's pooping. And so I would just rather you not even know it's a thing for me and me hide it when I can. And that's what I do.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. No judgment.
Max, on the other hand, is just pooping in my plain eyesight when I wake up in the morning.
Well, you just open the door.
I don't open the door.
You know the door. So you're like, well, let me see what's going on in there. I'm just messing.
I don't even do that. Pooping for Max is an event. He grabs his phone. He's like, babe. He's like, do you need me for the next 15? I'm like, no. He's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
That never happens. We're both very normal with this. It's not that much of an ordeal.
Okay, well, I don't even know what to say anymore.
Next question. What's the next question?
Okay, so that wasn't my biggest fear. I was like,
that was a question.
I was about to say something really deep and emotional, and then Max just goes into poop. I also didn't have a biggest fear, but the initial thing I wanted to say was that the both of us felt like moving in together, the timing of it was just super right. And I know that sounds so cheesy, but legitimately, I think we were both like, this is the perfect next step for us to take together. It makes sense in our personal lives. It makes sense financially. It makes sense logistically. It just was right. And so there weren't any fears because I didn't feel like I was rushing it. He didn't feel like he was rushing it.
Yeah. I remember right before Christmas, I told you, I was like, the timing feels right in my gut. And we'd always kind of not debated the timing of when it would happen over the like previous couple years, but that was definitely a nice feeling, like in your gut, it just kind of, and you can't really explain it. It's just something you feel inside. I know for me, I wouldn't call it a fear, but I was living with buddies before that. And I feel like we all went our separate ways. One of my buddy, Jamie, he was moving to a different city. Alex was moving in with his girlfriend. And it symbolized like the end of your early 20s, the end of kind of that living with your buddies phase and that like friendship phase. And that to me was just kind of sad. I mean, and I was excited to move in with you, but it kind of signaled that, all right, I've been an adult, but like you're growing up, and that's kind of like scary a little bit, or it's just a bummer. It's not going to be easy just to hang out with your boys anymore.
It's so true. And I don't take offense to that at all. I had similar feelings. It was the weirdest thing because I think like 3 nights before we were supposed to move in together, I was just up in my room, like having a big cry. I don't know if mourning is the right word, but just looking around my room, crying and being like, this is the last time I'll know my parents are sleeping upstairs. And, you know, the last time I'm going to have pink bedding and the last time I'm just going to be going to bed by myself. Like you just spend your, I posted this One Tree Hill quote on my Instagram after I told people that this is how I felt, but it's just like one day you're dreaming and hoping of who you're going to marry and what you're going to do when you're older. And then before you know it, that day is today. It's amazing and it's exciting, but it's also scary that like you're not a kid anymore. I think one of my biggest fears is like, obviously not the elephant in the room, but like the next thing is marriage. And people
seriously?
People ask us all the time about this. And similar to the apartment thing, like I used to have a month ago, but I've grown tremendously since then. I used to have like this total agenda, like this is the timeline, this is what I want, this is blah, 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 blah. But then recently I just told Max, like, you know what? I'm tapping out. The day that you in your heart are like, I want to marry this girl, please ask me. But do not rush it. I don't care anymore about the time.
Yeah, I still got to cross some T's and dot some I's. Timing felt right.
Seems suspicious.
End of a chapter. No, I'm just chilling here. That was your point. You drove it home.
Oh my
and
God.
We're good to go.
You guys, he's getting on a knee. He's
no,
getting
get
on a
out
knee.
Here. I'm sitting in a chair. I'm sitting in my beautiful black chair, not the bulky office chair. Just a normal, chair. What's the next question?
Comedy. Okay, now we're getting into our most asked questions.
What were the last five?
Those were just good questions that I liked from the list of submissions.
Oh.
But then these are the ones that were submitted the most frequently.
All right, sweet.
Most asked question number one. What is something annoying about the other person that you didn't realize before?
Yeah, Vic doesn't listen to me.
Oh, I guess we did kind of talk about that. That's not... Okay, can you pick something else? Can you pick something
else? That's extreme.
I think they want something like, oh, she snores in her sleep or something.
Vic likes her snacks. I wasn't a huge snacker before I moved into this apartment.
Why is that annoying? I'm like, me and my army of ED recovery listeners
yes,
are ready
exactly.
to roast
I was like,
you.
All right,
No, but I'm actually curious. Like, no offense taken. What, do you just not like having quote unquote snack food around the house? Like, if I wasn't
I mean,
here?
Obviously it's delicious. I did a good job of, you know, staying fairly locked in.
Max, just if I didn't live here, there would not be a cabinet full of goldfish, chocolate chip cookies, pretzels, and candy, but because I live here, there is that cabinet. So I think Max is just saying, like, that's tempting for him. The next most asked question is, do you feel pressure to be together and on all the time?
No, I don't. But I guess the pressure to be together, I guess that's why we were sizing each other up the other night, because it was kind of like, wait, should we be together? Like, how do we do this thing? So I guess pressure might be a little extreme, but maybe a little bit of an expectation to be together. I wouldn't say pressure. What was the second part? What was the second question?
Do you feel pressure to be together and on?
I don't feel the pressure to be on. No, I think we're both pretty pretty casual and have a good feel for the flow of each other's day and whatnot.
I'm also like my best self around you. So that is also something I love, is I'm with someone who brings out the best in me and makes me better, versus living with like a toxic roommate or a girl that's just mean to you, or, you know, like teammates that you don't want to live with, but coach assigned you on campus. Like, we had to do all that stuff. And now it's like, I get to choose. I want to live with you. And you're one of like the top five people in my life that bring out the best in me.
I do feel responsible to like not be dirty and hold up my end of the bargain. And while you are busy, I do maybe like cook and clean more so than I might otherwise, kind of thing. And
wait,
that's where it's almost
subtle snaps, ladies, for this role reversal.
Hey, I'm happy to do it. But like, after I get out of the shower this morning, like, I feel responsibility to you. Maybe it's subtle, but inside, to pick up my stuff, that kind of thing. Because if it was just me, I might, screw it, I'll leave my socks on the ground. Screw it, I'll leave my shoes out. And that's where like things add up. But that's maybe the healthy balance of living with someone else. Because like when I was living with Wood and Jamie, it's like, like whatever. And I hate to say that, but I think we kind of all were like that a little bit. Versus when it's you, I feel the responsibility to hold up my end of the bargain. So if that means the pressure to be on, I guess maybe a little bit, but not a ton.
In terms of this pressure, it's interesting that I feel like someone's kind of watching me all day. And it's not to say I procrastinate or I don't get work done, but because we work in the same office room and we live here, I just feel like if I tell you in the morning or the night before, like, I'm filming two YouTube videos and I'm doing this, I'm like, oh shit, I kind of got to do those things because
someone's monitoring
here.
Your time clock.
Right.
And it's vice versa. I would say I definitely agree with that.
That was actually funny because I remember, like, because your workload is a bit lighter right now, I remember thinking, like, you know, I wonder what it's going to look like when I see like all the minutes of Max's day, and like, you fill them up and you're productive and you're getting things done. But it's just funny that now we get to see the other person doing what they say they're doing.
No, exactly. Exactly. That's why I've been impressed. You're grinding out there. I mean, people forget, two YouTube videos, a podcast, at least half a dozen, if not more, TikToks a week, talks, phone calls. Like, there's a lot of stuff. And I always knew that, but it's definitely a different beast now that I'm around you all the time.
That's refreshing to hear, because I think that a lot of us entrepreneurs or people who don't report on their hours or have a boss can always convince themselves they're not doing enough or that they need to be doing more. And so to have you watch my workday and then be like, damn, you're grinding, is reassuring to me.
And it's always funny because I'm around you a lot when outsiders talk to you about your work, and you always get the sentiment that, oh, it must be so fun. Like, yeah, you're a content creator. Oh, that like that kind of, oh, that's cute kind of tone to it.
Or the, how do you make money?
Yeah, how do you, exactly. And oh, I get that. For a lot of times it's coming from a genuine in place, but it's funny because I think if people saw the behind the scenes, it's like, yes, this is fun and this is cool, but it's also a grind a lot of the time as well.
I would say I love what I do, but it's hard to do what I'm doing.
Time management, you have to be very strict with self-established deadlines. It's one thing to report to a boss and say, hey, this has to get done. It's a different animal when you're reporting to that voice inside your head that says, maybe I could just delay that a couple
right.
hours.
That's so interesting. And some people actually, when I asked them what I should do some solo podcasts on, they were like, do an episode about brand building and all that stuff. And I would love to do that because that's like, I've told you before, like, I love doing this stuff. If I was ever invited to do like a women's empowerment or like a girl business conference, I would be there in a heartbeat. Like, this is what I've learned and what I'm still learning and figuring out. And this is what they're lying to you about.
You should do that. Yeah, your next podcast episode.
That would be so fun. You guys DM me on RealPod IG if you want a solo about that. Our last most asked question: what is your advice on how to deal with such a big change, whether it's moving out of your parents' home or in with your significant other?
Is it cliche to say communicate? I feel like for us, we game plan for a sports analogy.
I would say allowing yourself the space for any of the emotions that are arising during the process. It's a really weird feeling to be up in my room crying at night because I'm really sad that I'm not a little girl anymore. But then the next day, super excited because I'm moving in with my boyfriend and this person I used to dream about finding when I was a little girl. And those are two weird emotions to have within 48 hours. But I would say just like allow space for them. You know, don't judge yourself for feeling a certain way. Don't judge yourself if you're dating someone for 6 years and you still don't want to move in with them. Don't judge yourself if you met them 3 months ago and you just got the keys. Like, whatever is right for you is right for you.
I love that.
Yeah. And with everything going on right now in the world, it's just extra reason to be sensitive to ourselves and our feelings and extra compassionate.
I love the don't judge yourself because I think everyone's life happens at different phases, and I'm about to turn 26, and I feel like we always have this standard for like what a 26-year-old should look like, what they should be doing. But those phases come at different stages for different people. We've talked about this before, and for people that know me, this actually might come as a surprise, but I look back on my early 20s and feel like I missed out a little bit. Like I didn't have a traditional early 20s. I didn't have the friend group you go out with every single weekend kind of thing because I was moving. I was in different parts of the country, that kind of thing. I was in moving every 6 months. I didn't have this like established thing. Like when you watch the show Friends, like I didn't necessarily have that. I had great times, had great memories, but that is one thing that I know for me, like moving on to this next phase, I look back and it's like, dang, I didn't have that. A lot of people don't have that. A lot of people do have that. And I think there's a sense of just being understanding that different phases happen in different ways and time frames for different people. And I think not judging yourself for that, choosing to see the good side and the positive of those movements and the good things that happened in the past. I definitely think that's something I'm mindful of.
And for those of you who just need a little context, Max was pursuing a professional sports career. And because that did not work out, he was late to the game in the job career field. He just didn't know what he wanted to do. And that's why he was moving. And he kind of missed out on like that social scene and comfort that he mentioned. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, babe. You know, not everyone has that really clear cut, like graduate, enter dream job, amazing friend situation. So I think it's important that, you know, you just brought that up. And I'm sure people listening understand.
And I think everyone has their own version of that, especially with the pandemic, right? Whether you're 18, 16, 21, 23, like those are all different phases of life. And the pandemic in many respects has put that on halt. Like, right, you haven't had, I mentioned my early 20s was, I would say, untraditional. Yours in many respects is as well. Like you're not able to have the social life that I think a lot of people would have post-college, mm-hmm. living around your post-college friends, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. Whew. Well, this has been real, babe. I've really loved talking to you, as I do every single day now, all day long. Why don't we leave them with what the rest of our day looks like?
What time is it right now?
It is 3:15 p.m. What's next? I'm going to go back to work.
I'm going to go back to studying Zach Wilson BYU football film. So any Real Pod fans out there looking for some football content? I'll be doing that. Then I got to put together a bar cabinet Target.
Max will be putting together a bar cabinet, which is super fun. Like I love building and crafts and all that stuff. So that'll be a fun activity to do together, or mainly you, and I'll assist. But I'm really good with the direction.
And I got to fill out a personality test for a job interview.
Love that. And then also, are you doing a grocery run?
Little Trader Joe's run.
Okay. So then, yeah, Max will run to the store. I have a keynote tomorrow morning, so I'll be staying here practicing. And then tonight, I will deliver it to Max again, to his pleasure.
It's really good, guys. I listened to it for the first time, which is kind of crazy. That was the first time I heard bits and pieces. Hence the fact of Vic Grinan, she meets with her speaking coach all the time. You probably met with him half a dozen times or since we've been here. The talk is phenomenal. If you're in a position where you're part of a group or a school, university, this is 45 minutes of get your mind right. And it's awesome. It's entertaining. It's intense, but also warm and welcoming. It's a good talk.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate it. I'll be doing it tomorrow for Colby Sawyer College on student athlete mental health to their community. And then I'm speaking at Cal State Fullerton in February. Different because all these events are virtual, whereas last year I was on campus, but I'm still super excited. So I will be rehearsing that with Max. And then it's going to be an early night because I'm waking up and I have to be up at 6:30 ready to go to do that tomorrow morning because the school is on East Coast. So that's our night tonight.
Early bedtime.
Yeah.
Get those Z's.
I guess we just stop recording and go back to work together.
Real Pod fans, thanks for having me back on.
Thanks for listening, you guys. You are the absolute best ever. If you enjoyed this episode with Max, be sure to check out the other episodes we've done together. Max and I did an episode on how we met and our advice for successful relationships. We did another episode where Max came on and shared his football and athletic journey, which I thought was so moving. And also, I have plenty of YouTube videos with Max, whether it is him doing my makeup, whether we are baking together, or whether it is our tips and advice for long-distance couples. So be sure to check those out. And you can also follow Max on Instagram at MaxBrown4. And you can follow me at Victoria Garrick. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you have not already, so you get that automatic download every single Wednesday. And if you are enjoying Real Pod, please leave a rating and a review on iTunes. It takes less than 5 seconds, and I would really appreciate it. It really helps out the show. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you coming back and listening every single week. I have so many fun, cool things in store for the podcast, so I'm so excited as those continue to roll out week after week. And as always, I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week, and don't forget to keep it real.